First of all, we had a phone call from a friend who knew somebody that lived at the back of our house that told them that the dog had been stolen out in the garden. Before I left, that my house, I only left for a couple of hours to go to get a bit of shopping in. It was a beautiful day. You know, I didn't see the point in keeping the dog inside cooped up, so before, you know, let him out, it'd be fine.
And was the back gate locked?
Yes, it was locked. It was locked, and there was also, we put like a fire bin in the way, so just to make it a bit more secure, because, you know, people can get in a lot easier otherwise. So, did my shopping, met up with my partner, then we got the phone call, we come straight back. We was told by neighbours, he was seen taken into the flat. So my partner went into the flat.
This is the flat, it's pretty much at the back of where you live, isn't it?
Yeah, at the back, you can see it from the back of our house and obviously from the front of our house. But so he went in, went on every level, shouting his name. I could hear him shouting our dog's name from the house. He was that loud, so, you know, everybody could hear. So he was going up to every flight. We got to the 12th floor and somebody had said, I think he's on the 5th floor. So then he went to the 5th floor, still shouting his name all the way down.
And what were you doing at this point? Were you just with the kids?
Yeah, I was with the two younger ones and obviously getting them, you know, ready to kind of, it was nearly bedtime. So he got to the 5th floor and I was knocking the door, asking, you know, please, can you let my dog out, please? You know, nothing's going to happen, just please give me my dog. And at this point, my friend joined him and then his brother joined him.
What was going through your mind at this point?
I was excited, thinking, you know, we're getting somewhere, you know, we've got a really good chance here of getting our dog back. You know, we had a dog before and the same thing happened, he got took out in the back of the garden. Hence why we had barbed wire put on the inside then and things like that, you know, just make it a bit more secure. So we'd already lost one dog. So at this point, we're like thinking, yeah, we, you know, really got a really good chance, you know. So, and my partner was getting really excited because he's obviously seen the hares and everything. Then all we heard, and I mean, I heard it from my house, was screaming and people shouting abuse. And I was thinking, what's going on? It was only until my neighbour ran round in hysterics and knocked on the door. Well, the door was kind of half open anyway, and I said, Lou, he's threw him out the window. I said, threw what out the window? He said, he's threw your dog out the window. And I was like, I can't even remember exactly how I was because I was just broke down. Another friend had to catch me. It was that heartbreaking. I just couldn't believe what I was hearing.
You went and you found him in the road?
Yeah, he was on the grass verge on the where the kitchen, his kitchen window was, as he threw him out that side, there's a grass verge. And he was lying there. I ran round and obviously hysterical screaming. When I found my dog, there was my two other neighbours were with my dog, luckily, trying to comfort him and keep. There was children about. The children had seen it first. There was a group of children around on the outside the flat.
Was your dog still alive at this point?
At that point, yes, he was. He didn't look great, but he didn't look as bad as I expected. I was stroking him, telling him I was there, letting him know that, you know, someone was there for him. That poor dog, what he must have been feeling going through that window. I really can't imagine. I just can't get the picture out of my head. And it's just, I'm just, you know, I've got to try and hold it together for my children's sake because they're absolutely traumatised, especially the two eldest. They don't want to live there no more. They really don't. And I can't do anything more than to move because how else am I supposed to make this situation any better for them?
You think you will move?
Yes, we will move. I don't care what it takes, we will move.